はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ミドロビアン、ヨシです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 141, as always brought to you by Air Clarin, the translation and interpretation specialists. Yoshi-san, what happened? It was just you today.
Hi, I'm so lonely here.
I know, it's just not the same without the girls in the studio. Okay, let's get back to the script here. okay, today we have another episode in The Noisy Neighbor. And today's episode is going to cover a lot of what we covered over the past few weeks. So today's kind of a litmus test. In addition, we introduce some new phrases that will definitely, definitely come in handy. Whether you're watching Japanese TV, anime, coming here, you have definitely heard these phrases. So with that said, please listen to this installment of JapanesePod101.com. When you're done, stop by, pick up the PDF, also inside the Learning Center. So much to bring it all together. So, are you ready, Yoshi-san?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
はい、忘れ物ですが。
すみません。どうもありがとうございます。
先ほどはすみませんでした。変わっているファンが多くて、知らない人が現れて、つまり、ごめんなさい。
いいえ、こちらこそ。乱暴にドアを叩いて申し訳ございません。
今夜、埋め合わせをします。私が聴いていた音楽が好きって言ってましたよね。
はい、そうです。
は？
今夜あのバンドのライブに行こうと思っていますが、一緒に行きませんか？
嘘。
喜んで。
じゃあ今夜8時に渋谷で。ではお邪魔しました。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
はい、忘れ物ですが。
すみません、どうもありがとうございます。
先ほどはすみませんでした。変わっているファンが多くて、知らない人が現れて、つまりごめんなさい。
いいえ、こちらこそ。乱暴にドアを叩いて申し訳ございません。
今夜埋め合わせをします。私が聞いていた音楽が好きって言ってましたよね。
はい、そうです。
は？
今夜あのバンドのライブに行こうと思っていますが、一緒に行きませんか？
嘘。
喜んで。
じゃあ今夜8時に渋谷で。ではお邪魔しました。
今度はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
はい、忘れ物ですが。
Here, you forgot this.
すみません、どうもありがとうございます。
Sorry, thanks a lot.
先ほどはすみませんでした。変わっているファンが多くて、知らない人が現れて、つまりごめんなさい。
I'm sorry about earlier. I have a lot of strange fansI saw a stranger and basically I'm sorry.
いいえ、こちらこそ。乱暴にドアを叩いて申し訳ございません。
No, same here. I'm sorry for hitting the door so hard.
今夜埋め合わせをします。私が聴いていた音楽が好きって言ってましたよね。
I'll make it up to you tonight. You said you liked the music I was listening to, didn't you?
はい、そうです。
Yes, I did.
Huh?
What?
今夜あのバンドのライブに行こうと思っていますが、一緒に行きませんか？
I'm thinking about going to see the band play tonight. Would you like to go together?
嘘。
Get out of here!
喜んで。
I would love to.
じゃあ今夜8時に渋谷で。
Then meet me in Shibuya at 8 o'clock tonight.
ではお邪魔しました。
Later. Thanks for having me. Yoshi-san, let's ask Take-san what he thought of today's conversation.
Take-san.今日の会話はどうでしたか？
いやー、まさかの展開というか、びっくりしましたね。
So, Take-san, you were surprised by the unexpected twist.
そうですね、本当にびっくりしました。
And Yoshi, how about you? Yoshi-san の気持ちはどうでしょうね？
まあ、信じられません。
can't believe it. Take-san, yeah, you are the winner here. Yoshi-san, how do you feel about this?
信じられません。
やっぱりこれはタケさんの魅力ってことですかね。あ、関係ない。
恐れ入ります。
whoa, whoa, let's, Yoshi-san, that was some really nice Japanese there. And so, Take-san, you feel you have some kind of special attraction, 魅力?
いや、それはもちろんそうですよ。
wow, this is a really self-confident Take-san today.
いや、僕はいつも自信いっぱいですか。
All right. We had another Take today. Take? おいしいね。
あ、すみません。ちょっと今興奮しました。
Wow, so confident. But I think a girl like that would like that. So I think, yeah, now I can understand why. モテモテ Take さん。
はい。今日はモテモテタケさんで行ってみます。残念だけど、ヨシはダメだと思います。
And Yoshi doesn't have it. You know what? Let's back on track. Back on track. Let's try to do some of these vocab words here. Yoshi-san, first word.
Fan.
Fan.
Fan. Fan.
Sample sentence, please.
私はジャパニーズポッド101のファンです。
I'm a fan of JapanesePod101.com. Yoshi-san, now that's a good sample sentence. Our marketing people are going to be very happy with that. Okay, next we have.
変わっている
Strange.
変わっている変わっている
Now, Yoshi-san, this is based off what verb?
変わる
To change. Now, it's in the present progressive form here.変わっている But again, in Japanese, this represents a state. The state of being changed. This is again the literal meaning. Now, when we interpret this, it's interpreted as being strange. He's in a state of being changed. He's strange. And if you have lots of friends like I do, this will come in very handy. Take-san, sample sentence, please.
ピーターさんとヨシさんは変わっています。
Peter and Yoshi are strange.
あれ、タケさん一人忘れていませんか?
Yeah, did you forget somebody, Take? 三?
三人で、三人じゃないですか?
いや、僕は普通ですから。
Do you believe this guy today? 信じられないですね。
続けてください。
Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Professor. Oh, boy.Next we have
先ほど
Some time ago
先ほど先ほど
For me, this usually means a short period of time ago, relatively recently. Yoshi-san, can you help us out understand this word? How long would you say you can use 先ほど?
You should be talking about something just happened, like really short time ago, but it could go up to like a few hours, possibly, like if you all knowWhat you're talking about.
The key here is a really short time. 先ほど電話がありました。You had a call a few minutes ago. A relatively short time in the past. And as Yoshi said, a few hours tops. Yoshi-san, example please.
Peter さん、先ほどお電話がありましたよ。
Peter, you had a call a few minutes ago. Take-san, can you give us one?
Take-san, Peter さんは?
あ、先ほど出かけましたけど。
One more time.
Take-san.ピーターさんは?
Take, where's Peter?
あ、先ほど出かけましたけど。
He left a few minutes ago. Next.
現れる。
To appear, to become visible.
現れる。現れる。雨の後、虹が現れた。
A rainbow appeared after the rain. Next.
埋め合わせ。
Compensation.
埋め合わせ。埋め合わせ約束を破った埋め合わせをする
To compensate after breaking a promise
バンド
Band
バンドバンド
Of course from the English word band Then we have related to band
ライブ
Live
ライブライブ友達のバンドのライブを見に行く
I will go to watch my friend's band's live show Next
乱暴
Violent, rude.
乱暴乱暴君の言動は乱暴だ
Your behavior is rude. And last one.
喜ぶ
To be happy.
よろこぶ喜ぶ
And in the dialogue, Yoshi-san, what do we have?
喜んで
Now this expression means with pleasure, gladly. Break it down.
喜んで喜んで
Okay, now let's take a look at some of the expressions in today's dialogue. First expression.
知らない人が現れて、つまりごめんなさい。
A person I didn't know appeared. In short, I'm sorry. Now, the first part of this is, Yoshi-san?
知らない。
To not know. Followed by?
人。
To not know person. Literally. Again, we interpret here. A person I don't know.Interpret again to stranger. This is marked by the particle
が
followed by
現れて
to appear. Stranger appears. Again, we have to interpret. A stranger appeared followed by
つまり
in short. Use when you wrap up things. If you have a long explanation and you get to your main point, you can say
つまり
followed by
ごめんなさい
In short, I'm sorry.So, this is used because she's trying to explain about the situation that happened previously. He went to the house, she was short with him, he came back. So, she felt bad about this, and now she's explaining her reasoning. Okay, so she introduces a topic with, a stranger appeared. The inferred part, and that's why I did that. In short, I'm sorry. And again, in Japanese, the inferred part is not put in here. In English, we do this too, especially when you're apologizing to someone.You have to get very creative and you don't want to say it again. So a lot's read in between the lines. Okay? This is followed by Take-san.
いいえ、こちらこそ。
No, same here. He has the same feeling that there was kind of a misunderstanding. And the reason being...
乱暴にドアを叩いて申し訳ございません。
I'm sorry for pounding the door. First word is Yoshi-san.
乱暴。
Violent. Marked by the particle.
に。
So we have violently.We followed by
doa,
and this is marked by
wo,
followed by
tataite,
te form of
tataku,
to hit. So again, we interpret I violently hit the door, followed by
申し訳ございません
I'm sorry for pounding on your door, is how we interpret the sentence. 申し訳ございません This is the Japanese way of saying I'm sorry in an extremely polite manner.All right, so as we said, we're running out of time. That's going to do it for today. So much more to cover, but inside the PDF, we'll have a write-up about what we covered today. Again, some really useful phrases in here. Right, Yoshi-san?
Yes, that's right.
I personally like tsumari. Tsumari, we're out of time. That's going to do it for today.
またね!